Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark rodeo movies.
I'm Brian, and I like Hallmark rodeo movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise them rodeo movies. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Yeehaw.
You know, it occurred to me after the fact that there's not a rodeo in this movie.
Not even a little bit of rodeo, and I just leaned in full hog, whole hog.
Whole hog. Lasso that hog up, pull it close to you.
That's right, rodeo.
Yourself a good old-fashioned pig pen.
In this case, this movie is all hat, no cattle. There's no cattle. We even thought there was a rodeo, Bran.
Right.
But there isn't. That's how convincing Kevin Smith is with
the
accent.
That's exactly right.
There had to be a rodeo.
Big Sky River.
Yeah.
Is Montana known as Big Sky?
There was a Jonathan Shapiro show, Big Sky, that came out.
Yes,
on the ABC.
I know about that. Jonathan Shapiro, good friend of the show.
I'm pretty sure that takes place in Montana.
So is Montana? Can somebody please confirm?
Montana's where the Big Sky is.
So it's like the sky looks bigger there.
Yeah, because there's not as many like towns, and so you can see more of the stars.
What about the river, though? Is it a big sky, or is it a river?
I think the river's just named after the Big Sky, but I could be wrong. I'd be willing to admit that I'm wrong.
Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Great, man. Now I'm confused about rivers and skies.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I thought you might be. You guys lost me there.
I thought you might be.
It's a lot. The math is kind of... Yeah.
Now, you're big. Wearing... flannel today.
Yeah.
Was that because you want to be like Panda, or was it because you want to be like the Big Sky River?
In my blood, I feel.
It's 90 degrees
in
Greenville, South Carolina, and you've decided to be it's themed. You're going to dress themed.
This is just who I am now.
When we review the the next movie about fashion design, are you going to be high fashion?
I would like for you to show
speaks
up.
For itself, Dan. you wanted high fashion.
No, you're
high
right.
I would like for you to show up every episode themed with the movie.
It's the least you could do.
Absolute least. Yeah. Not move to Greenville.
No.
Nope. That's not enough.
No,
the least I could do.
That's right.
Theme or go home. That's what I always say, guys. I woke up this morning and it was like a little bit.
Look out.
It was a little bit overdraft. I planned this. Come on out.
Checking
your banking account? Like, did you just overdraft it?
BrambleJamPlus.com.
Overcast. At BrambleJam Podcast is the Venmo. Since it was overdraft outside this morning. Is that how you find out you don't have any money?
I look outside
and the bank's like, no.
I wear Google Glass where it like just projects everything out there. Man, remember Google Glass?
Dude,
it was there for like a minute.
We should put it on the vlog. We should do a Google Glass challenge where you have to wear one for a week.
I would love that.
And like use it. Has to be on.
I would love that. Isn't there like, I've never done VR, but like the metaverse has a VR thing where you don't need to do the metaverse.
Speaking of all of that.
Yeah. It was overcast. What I'm trying to say here is it was overcast this morning and it was like a little bit cooler than it has been. And I walked out and I immediately like craved a pumpkin spice. So
PSL.
And it's the first time, and then I open up my phone and I see that pumpkin spices are coming everywhere that you look, and so I'm starting to get into that fall season. I know Hallmark is also gearing up.
Are they?
Yeah, they do a thing where they say it is fall without it being fall to get you ready for fall, so that when fall is here,
that's right,
the Christmas movies can start.
You know what? The temps this weekend. Mid-60s.
Temporary workers? No, the temps.
No, they're different temps.
Different
those temps, we fired all of them.
Trace keeps
hiring real bad temps.
Yep.
I've noticed, yeah.
Yeah. Why, Trace? Like, there's a very specific instruction. They just have to be able to edit some podcasts, clean up around here.
Mm-hmm. Go to Lucy Lou's.
No, Lucy Lou's has nothing to do with it. Lucy Lou, the actress, has
there's a restaurant called Lucy Lou's.
Is that L-O-O?
Lucy?
Yep.
Lou's.
Okay.
Need I say more?
I think so.
So I send them there. You go to the basement. It becomes a, as they say in the business, a speakeasy.
No one says that in the business. That's just a term.
In the business of speakeasies, they do, dum-dum.
Yeah, okay.
So I send them to the Lucy Lou's downstairs. Get me a teeny.
Tracy, you've not been in the show in a while.
Right.
How have you felt about that?
I've been fine overall.
Do we want to reveal that it was because Panda and you had had a full, like, thing? It was a full thing where Panda and you couldn't be on the show together anymore?
So what happened was, is I thought that Panda was a temp this whole time.
Yeah.
I sent him to Lucy Lou's down there at the what they call the speakeasy.
Yeah.
To get myself a teeny.
Yeah.
He said, no, I fired him. He said, you can't fire me. You're fired. I said, my contract's ironclad. Here we are.
And that's what, and so they bring those teenies back to you in like a to-go cup or?
The temps do, yes. I send them with a to-go cup.
So this is why they're all getting arrested for like a open container law situation.
I thought that rule went away during COVID. Is it back?
With COVID being in, it allows you to drink openly now.
It allows you to take alcohol from establishments. I'm pretty sure that law is gone. Because
that kills the germs.
That's exactly right.
All right. Whatever you say, Trace. Hey, since we're on the topic of me being right and you being wrong, Bran, how'd that fruitcake in July go?
Because
you had a video. You said you were going to do it. I said you wouldn't.
Right.
You said you would. It is now the middle of August, and you've not done
it. It's August now.
It's all yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so I got my wires.
Bramble Fest in a week or so from now?
That's in a week or so.
Yeah.
Okay. So I took a nap one day and I was under the impression that that was still happening.
But under the nap, like when you took the nap, you under your pillow, did it say Dan was right, Bram was wrong? Did it say
Why would I be under my pillow?
You wouldn't be, but under the pillow, you know, like in Take the Day Off, you'd always find that Dan knows about these things. Yeah, under the pillow, was there like something that just was written there, or did it just dawn on you that I was right and you were wrong?
It said July's taking some extra time this year. So
July plus.
That's Bramble exactly Jam plus. That's exactly right. You guys ready to talk about Big Sky Candy Mountain?
Born ready.
Big Sky River originally aired on a Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Do you think this one's more movie or more mystery?
Movie.
Rodeo.
On August 7th, 2022, and it went a little something like this. Well, Tara is a recently divorced horse lover, which was...
Did you say horse?
No.
Because that would be very uncomfortable if you say horse. Wouldn't it, Panda? It would be, wouldn't it?
This is weird. Rick, I got some news for you.
What's the news, Panda? Hit me straight.
Okay, so he doesn't know, Brand. He can't even tell the difference. What? Nothing. Never mind. I said anything.
Keep it rolling, Brand. Okay. But no more of the horse talk.
Rick, I got to be honest with you, buddy. You should probably take this one off. You can sit this one down. Sit this one out.
I mean, my horse meter went off, and I meant that, and I thought you said it.
Just unplug that horse meter.
I want to make sure that you're talking about horses.
Horses.
Okay, good. Because if not, it's going to get awkward.
Tara,
when you say horses,
right?
Don't think of horse because it will get the whole synopsis would probably be weird.
Okay.
Tara's
a recently divorced horse lover, Psalm Live, who is heading to a little city called Parable. I've got a parable for you. Two guys walk into a bar.
They're each given different talents.
Yes, exactly right. To get over that divorce, she's going to go and she's going to stay because she's a teacher. She's got the summers off. She's going to rent out a cabin in Montana. It's going to be cheap. She stops for gas, meets a handsome cop named Boone. Mm-hmm. Hey, Boone. who welcomes her to the town of Parable. She moves into the cabin, looks outside, and sees Boone and his two kids throwing the old ball back and forth, throwing that old baseball. We find out that Boone's wife has passed away, and he's just doing the best that he can, raising his two old little kiddos. She gets some chickens. She's got some chickens she's got to take care of. One of them gets away while feeding them. Are you kidding me with this stuff? Man, look at that. That's fun. One night, she hears some banging around in the cabin, and she calls Boone on the telephone because they exchanged emails and numbers. And he comes right over. Turns out that it was just a raccoon. My gosh. Oh my gosh. It's not a raboon. It's a raccoon. She agrees to watch the kids one day, and then he comes back. They drink lemonade together. So basically, the wedding's next week. Then they go to a concert at the saloon. They dance together. This was a big concert. It was Shania Twain's sister's aunt. And she was playing a live concert. It was really great. They go horseback riding together. They spend the day out by a little river, a Big Sky little river. Okay. And she realizes that she's really starting to dig this boy. They end up fishing together and they almost kiss, but they get interrupted by fish. I want to say that this is the first on the record of an almost kiss that gets interrupted by a fish, but I could be wrong here. I don't know. So her ex calls and asks if his daughter can come stay with her the rest of the summer. And she's like, I'm all about this, because she really loves the daughter, and the dad, played by Peter Benson, doesn't love his daughter.
Yeah.
So this is all going to work out great. So the daughter was really upset about the divorce because she really loved Tara, and so now she's going to spend the rest of the summer with Tara. Boone helps Tara with digging a hole to fix the water or something like that. That makes them very dirty, which also makes them kiss. Without the dirt, they wouldn't have kissed, but our hands are tied at that point. When you got dirt on your face and your arms, you are legally required to kiss. So the girl, the daughter, gets an email from her dad saying that he's getting married next week and he would like for her to come home. Tara calls and is like, you can't just send an email, guy, Peter Benson. She gets really mad. She runs away. So Tara and Boone run to go try to find her down at the Big Sky River. Oh. And she's a little banged up. Tara calls the dad and is basically like, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to keep your daughter until you decide that you want her again, and then you can come out here and get her. But until then, I'm going to keep her. Now, this is an important part of the story because earlier in the movie, Tara promised this girl that she was not to move.
She promised her she'd still Montana. Be in New York. That's right.
So then she goes and tells Boone that she's moving to Montana and that the girl is staying until she's not going to stay anymore.
But
Tara is going to still stay in Montana. That's good enough for Boone. They kiss, they're happy, and the Big Sky River shines upon us. And that, my friends, was
Big Sky River.
We did it.
That's exactly right, everybody. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll break this movie down even more here on Deck the Rodeo.
Big Sky Rodeo.
Happy Friday, everybody. We're back talking about Big Sky River from this past Sunday. Movies and Mysteries getting real movie over here, getting real serious. New movie every week right now from the Movies and Mysteries. Nary a mystery to be found, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I want it to be clear.
The mystery
they are,
is where are the mysteries?
That's right. Where are you, mysteries? Why can't we find you? Where is Mystery 101? It ended on a cliffhanger, and the people are mad. When will they get resolution?
If you had to replace Jill Wagner in Mystery 101 with a different actor to play that role and keep the story going, assuming that that's the holdup, who would you
Denzel Washington.
Assuming you can't get Denzel somehow, he's not available. For
Denzel's son from Tenet.
You think John David Washington is available for the seventh Mystery 101 movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Gotta go Lindy Booth.
Gotta go Lindy Booth.
Got to.
I don't know who you'd get.
You can't. I mean,
Merritt Patterson?
I think the best that you can do the closest.
Merritt? Could you get Merritt?
Well, isn't Merritt already in there? Wasn't Merritt his ex?
Oh, maybe.
Was that Merritt or was that who was that? I think it might have been Merritt. What are the odds? If we were gonna
pretty
do
high,
one,
actually.
the only thing that I would feel good about is Nikki DeLoach.
But anyone she's else? In a curious caterer.
I understand.
She comes over and caters.
Yep.
And then she stays. And Andrew Walker's just left.
So you don't want anybody like.
You can't replace Joe Wagner.
The whole cliffhanger is that relationship, though.
Right.
So then he just wakes up the next morning. He's like, I had the craziest dream.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, Nikki's in town. And then they would keep going.
Her fiance's dead now. Did they break up?
I love that you've turned Where Are You Christmas into a Mystery 101.
Thank you. Like, thank you.
You're upset.
I want to really quickly, before we start with the hot take, Dan, I got multiple people that said that they want our When Calls the Heart, My Chemical Romance crossover. So we should probably...
I feel like we could get on that.
Go ahead
sure.
and work on that. Yeah. It's time for the hot take. It's where we share exactly what we felt about this movie. I'm going to start with you, Brian. Brian. Yeah,
more than one person wants something, we do it. That's
multiple actually, people. Well, we do... Where two or more are gathered and demand content, we are there.
In the comments, Bramble Jam Plus, Aaron Cahill Aaron was the Cahill. X, which means that Mary Patterson is fair still game. Available.
Fair game. Brian, what do you think about the Big Sky River, pal?
So, first of all, I started out concerned before we even... started this movie because the other day, Bran, you were bashing Big Wind, and you did apologize. Yeah. It was a weak.
It was a weak apology.
But you did, and I was concerned just to see in the title.
The fact that you're still standing right now after going after Big Wind is
when did I go after Big Wind?
Pretty sure it was a Wind Calls the Heart.
It was a Wind Calls the Heart episode.
It was windy.
Okay.
You were going to town.
What did I say about Big Wind?
I don't want to... I'm not saying those words.
You went hard on Big Wind.
Yeah.
Because I actually like Big Wind. Like, I'm a big Hurricane fan. This doesn't sound like me.
But you did. I know. Yeah. It's uncanny.
Gosh, I've blocked it out.
That Big Wind is still letting you on the air right now?
Yeah. I clearly was so upset with myself that I've blocked it out of my memory.
Yeah.
So I was worried. I mean, we had Big Sky.
The wind wind has to follow.
So that's assuming we'd... But
so you're on board with Big Wind and Big Sky at this point. You would say that on the record?
Yes, but no river for me.
Okay, got it.
Okay, I just... hope there's nothing to worry about there.
Okay, good.
So anyway, the big take here. I every day want to strive to be like Boone Taylor as a man, as a father, as a handyman. I would say sheriff, but not much sheriffing that he does.
He doesn't do much of that.
So I think on my way in today, I mended a fence.
Oh, wow.
You stopped on the side of the road.
Yeah, it was. I had to break it first. But I still, on my way home, I'll finish that up there.
So you broke it and didn't mend it this morning.
I started. I tried. I'm halfway.
Turns out you're better at breaking.
I'm pretty good at the first part of mending fences.
You didn't have all the tools?
That's the problem. Yeah. You know, you start a project and you just... Yeah. You find out what you're missing. So, Kevin's the man, I think. I had a lot of fun with him in this one. Every time you said cabin, I thought you were saying cabin in your summary. And I was it sounded really...
I'm sorry, everybody. Cabin is what I was saying. Cabin.
But Kevin's great. Lachlan Monroe's a treasure. I had a lot of fun with this movie. And obviously, because I've turned into as much of a cowboy as I can down there in Greenville, South Carolina.
This movie makes you feel, as I was watching it, like I was in Montana and not in a good way. The part of Montana where time stands still and doesn't go very quick, which when you're in Montana, like you like that, like you want to get away, like you don't want cell service. You're trying to like refresh. But I don't think I went into this movie with the right, like... When you go to Montana to like recenter yourself, like you're doing that and you have that expectation. I didn't have that expectation of peace, tranquility, and time not moving heading into this movie. And so it threw me for a loop a little bit. I did like the two leads together a lot. They were wonderful. It was a skosh slow for me personally. I like when things happen and there's not a ton of things happening, which is true to Montana, but like, not exactly what I was looking for. I think if I were to rewatch it again, knowing what it is, I would enjoy it more. But I was like kind of like
Big Sky River in the title.
Brand. I know, I'm looking at the poster. There's fall leaves everywhere. Kevin Smith is looking real rodeo. Like I didn't even recognize him. I think I was expecting more like horse wrangling, and that's on me. I try not to go into movies with expectations. I went in with expectations in this movie, and that's on me 100%. I think that this movie is fine, enjoyable if you go into it knowing that it's not a rodeo movie where Kevin Smith is going to wrangle horses and his life will be in danger, because that's not what happens in this movie. There's a girl.
So you need like a trigger warning at the beginning.
A trigger warning.
Opposite of a trigger warning.
Nothing is going to trigger you. You will go into
that appear on the screen. Opposite of trigger warning.
It flashes.
Yeah.
Very brightly and fast.
I appreciate this movie. I thought that everything that happened in this movie was swell. It was just not exactly what I was expecting, and that's on me 100%. So I can say I'm sure there's a lot of people that really love this movie, and I understand why they really like this movie. But for me, it was a skosh slow, and I would have liked more. And by more, I mean any horse wrangling. Dan?
Yeah, I mean, this is a bad movie, gang. I will say, typically when we talk about bad movies, it's like the two leads are doing everything they can, but the writers and directors didn't put much care into this. And I'm kind of the reverse on it. I think that the leads are capable actors. I think their characters don't make a lot of sense. I don't know if they're necessarily right for the roles, but I do want to highlight something, and it is Peter Benson as a director. He is utilizing the space and the location probably better than anyone that I've seen do it since Ron Oliver used the Plaza. He is utilizing, he has some fun slow zoom outs. He's moving the camera constantly.
I said like 20 minutes in this movie, I think that Peter Benson got some new toys that he's playing with, because there's movement to this movie that you just don't see in a Hallmark movie.
No,
and I can only attribute it to like Peter Benson.
Long shots that kind of zoom out into drone shots. Like, he's utilizing the location and he's having fun, and it so it does stand out in that regard. But bull, what a nothing burger of a movie. Like, a sheriff who doesn't sheriff with a teacher that, you know, is I guess kidnapping a child is maybe the best read on this. I don't like it's a mess of a movie. I love the direction. I hope that Peter Benson continues to like play around and do fun things like this. But
Peter Benson does two things well. One is directing, and the other is playing an absolute monster.
I think he'd be a good lead for a movie.
I would love to see it.
And he's almost like he doesn't want it.
He's clearly good at playing the bad guy.
Yes, for sure.
It's just what he's really great at. But yeah, I agree. The movement in this movie was definitely noteworthy. Like, you noticed it. And yes. Kudos to them for using. It was probably shot in Canada, not Montana, but like the mountains, the scenery was beautiful, and it all worked. That all worked. Let's start with all the feels, and by start I mean let's move on to all the feels. Brian, what made you feel things in this movie?
Sure.
Anything?
Yeah, it was a pretty good one for me. When Erin, the daughter, was coming out to visit, Tara gave her like a really cool welcome. Like a preparation for a welcome. She made a sign for her. There was a great cleaning montage around the cabin. So I thought that was really cool. Like, if you show up somewhere and there's such a, you know, somebody so excited that you're there.
So you're,
is this because, is, are you saying this because Dan and I didn't show up when you arrived at Greenville? Is this like,
I just drove in.
I'll be very clear.
Like, I was driving around the neighborhood looking for anything.
Last Tuesday,
you
were upset that there was a lack of band practice.
Definitely
now,
still upset.
Your feels is a cleaning montage.
Cleaning montage.
You're going to fit in just fine as Panda. That's absurd.
Dude, those are the hottest. Oh, no, we're not.
A cleaning montage?
It was a nice cleaning montage.
No,
you don't see those. You
know what?
Those.
What we're getting
There's
here.
A reason you don't see those. They're bad.
No, Brian is pulling the curtain back at like what his love language is, which is clearly acts of service. Like, coming in to clean your house and show you that they love you in that way speaks a lot to you.
Thank you.
That's what I'm finding out about you.
Wow. We're really making progress here.
Absolutely we are. And more band practice.
Lots of band.
Can you imagine if you were cleaning the house while doing band practice? Oh, my gosh.
Probably clean a little bit better. Put those things together.
That's a home run. So I will say this made me want to go to Montana. Even though it's probably not
I'm
in
going
Montana.
To Montana.
And I want to say this.
In the city where nothing's on. Horses on back break at dawn. Welcome to Montana.
It's Montana, baby. Yeah. I've gone fishing, I think, once in my life. But I was watching this movie and they were out on the Big Sky River, sitting on that rock, fishing, and I was like, that does appeal to me. And I get very like, I want to go to Montana, turn everything off, no one can reach me, and go out to this river and just sit there and the peace and the as the river goes around me, and you're fishing, and if you catch something, fine, but if not, no worries,
who cares,
the river's not
going anywhere.
You know
what's wild is that's something that I think I would like for about 48 hours.
Yeah,
but there's no way to do that for just 48 hours in Montana from South Carolina. I'd get up there and be like, yeah, and then like day three I'd be like, I'm dying.
But it's like, we can't do that here in Greenville. No. So like, it was beautiful to see it shot, but also it made me go, you know what? That looks really appealing to me. Mm-hmm. And there's other things you can do in Montana, I'm sure. But that was the only time I've ever seen fishing in a movie where I was like, you know what? I want to do that.
I'm in for fishing today. In for fishing.
Dan?
No. No, I don't have.
Did you see the cleaning montage?
You know what? I had that written down, but somehow you took it.
Yep.
You swooped in here and took it.
Didn't see it coming.
yeah, this movie didn't really work for me. The locale was as close as I got to a feel.
Can we do a company like planning trip like for the year?
About.
You're not coming. company planning trip, Dan. We bring the wife, the kids, and you know, we get into peace and quiet. We plan for the year. We do some fishing out in Montana.
Do you know how much that would cost? Like, do you? What do you do? How much money do you think we have?
How much money do we need?
Oh,
well, he got the overdraft flag.
The
this whole morning.
I
got
the overdraft flag was a good. I think for both fams to go off the grid up there, we're talking in between 10 and 20K.
No.
Yes.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, easily with travel and everything.
Okay, travel.
Yeah.
Where do you fly into Montana?
Billings.
Billings. Peter Billingsley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leave it to Beaver.
His runway.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll come back and we'll see what the rest of the world has to offer in regards to.
Are you okay? Are you going to make it?
I'm just all I'm peaceful right now.
You are.
I'm tranquil. Tranquil.
Are you drunk?
I'm tranquil. We're going to tequila. We're back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Deck the Hallmark. We're talking about Big Sky River. Big Sky, maybe six. It's time for the wait what. Let's start with you, Brian. Brian, what made you wait what in this movie?
So while she was cleaning. No, I won't go. So small town aside, you guys might be able to answer this. Do school board members typically throw out job offers in the general store parking lot?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
I wasn't sure.
It's not even a school board's job.
Yeah.
Like a public school board like member would never do that.
Yeah, that I didn't think so.
It's okay. Bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
The other one here I wanted to say was the raccoon incident. I'm sure we all remember that.
I remember it well.
Boone was gone, I don't know, 10 minutes maybe, right? Give a little bit of extra time there. And in that time, his kids, one of them had a nightmare. The other one woke him up, got him out of bed, warmed up milk, sat him down at the table, like two concerned parents, and Boone walked in on it. I'm like, I don't think there's enough time for all that to go on.
Timeline doesn't track there. Timeline doesn't track. Either that or it took him a while to walk down there, and he was just like lost, maybe. Old Boone in the dark, you never know.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
That'll do it
for you. I don't have very many in this movie as well. One I have, I believe Montana has the first and only gated gas station.
Yeah.
Where there's a gate around it that opens and closes. I will say, I'm sure that exists in like big cities where like crime is prevalent or something. Not in Montana. I don't think you have the gated gas stations in Montana, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe things get wild out there. My only other one is I don't think that you can just call someone's dad and say, no, I am not sending your child back. I'm going to keep him.
It's called kidnapping. Right? That's what it's called,
I think they just wanted us to be okay with that, and I because Peter Benson's a bad dad.
Yeah,
and
your child service is going to have to get involved here.
Here's the thing: all that we needed to make us feel better about this is Peter Benson saying, "You know what? She would be better out there. So let's just." Yeah. If that happened on the phone, fine. We don't get that. We get she'll be ready for you whenever you're ready to come out here and get her. Which is, I don't think that line works.
No, you could call the police that day.
Yeah,
she'd be arrested.
The dad has asked you to send her back, and you either do that or you're kidnapping, I think. Despite what we would all love, which is for her to be in a loving home without Peter Benson, because Peter Benson's a monster in this movie, you just can't do it. You just can't keepsies. Do whatever you want. Just because. And I think that's all that I got. Dano?
Yeah, the glaring weight what of this movie is that the movie sets up a classic I can't have it all. I want to be here in Montana. I promised I'd go back to New York.
I want it all.
I want it all, guys, here?
Yeah.
So I want to make sure.
I want it now.
Yeah, I thought you might. Yeah. What's your name?
Want it.
Want it is your name?
Yeah.
When do you want it?
Now.
Great, thank you. So she wants everything.
I want it. Oh, now.
That sounded a little bit more mean-spirited.
What?
Can you just take it down a notch?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I want it now.
What do you want?
It.
When do you want
now.
It? How much of it do you want?
Oh! God bless.
God bless. We'll see you out there on the slopes.
I want it
They told
now.
Me to say on the slopes. I don't know why. Trey yep. said, tell him see you on the slopes.
He'll on the slopes.
That. Okay.
Now.
So they set up this entire dynamic of.
I want it now.
And also I want it.
Oh.
That's right. Where, and then she promises she won't move out here.
Right.
She promises that the girl will stay, like she's going to be with the girl. And then basically they make it okay by some light kidnapping mm-hmm. is what they do. They have her lie to the girl and she said she wouldn't move. She did. And it doesn't, none of it works. It's like, we got to end this movie. No one will notice. Mm-hmm. Let's just have her kidnap this girl.
The biggest problem is the fact that she told the girl that she wouldn't move out here. And yes. ultimately she decides that she is going to move out here, but that's only because, what's her name? Ellie?
Sure.
The girl is going to stay.
Erin.
But Aaron's not going to stay forever.
No.
Mm-mm. Peter Benson is going to probably come at some point yes. and get her. So then that's going to be a pretty big deal because you promised.
Yeah.
You promised.
So I do have a few other wait what's. One is this is one of those classic public school teachers that can rent a Montana ranch for a summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What?
Yeah, I want to do.
She's in the union, so.
She's in the union, so, you know. A full summer at a Montana ranch. And then the woman's like, hey, you've got chickens here. Chickens are a lot of work. Of the farm animals, chickens are just not a lot of work.
No work.
I even Googled it to make sure. I know people who own free range chickens. 10 minutes a day is not time consuming. You're not milking cows. You're not herding sheep. It's just chickens.
And you can feed them anything. Like, they can't
fly away.
No.
They're in a coop, gang. Yeah. What are we doing? Stop acting like that took up your whole day, for crying out loud.
There's a big movement for backyard chickens mm-hmm. these days.
There are. You're yeah. right. Yeah. There is. You're right.
There are
big
movements. I want it now!
Yeah, you do. Kevin, I'm very confused at when his kids can and cannot be left unattended.
Yeah. Right.
Because sometimes he's like, my kids have to be watched. And other times he's like, oh, they're back at the ranch. Like, I don't, yeah. when is it that he's worried about his children? And when is he not worried about them? But I can tell you this, he's taking full advantage of the free babysitting
yeah.
from the new neighbor because he's like, I got to go to court in Missoula. And he's in his full sheriff outfit. And can you watch the boys? So he goes out to court for a day, comes back, and he's like, do I go right over and pick up the boys because she's been watching them all day? No, I'm going to go home. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to get my bright yellow shirt on.
Right.
Then I'm going to come over and get my boys to make sure I look good. She won't mind watching them for another hour or so.
No doubt.
I couldn't believe that happened.
Well, you got to look good when you're picking up your kids. That's what I always say. You know what? I think that he always leaves his kids alone, but he wanted to do a trial run for a new mom.
But he says the daycare was closed or something.
I understand.
Yeah. He's just trying to hit on Tara.
Yeah.
He wants to see how she does with the kids.
So before I start dating her, let's see if she's good with my boys.
100%. I'm not going to date you if you're not good with my boys.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, they're looking for the daughter or the little girl on the rapids out there. And they're like, where is she? And she's like, Tara. Or she says, Mom, I'm right here. And the camera pans over and she's... It's like Ron Burgundy looking for his team and they're in the same bar as him. Like, we've literally been there the whole time. She couldn't be closer and be in the water. Mm-hmm. She's maybe 15 feet away. How did they not see her? How did she not say something? They're like, I guess they pick up the bag and they're like, is she gone forever? And she's like, Hey, I'm right here.
It's like she just woke up from sunbathing on the rock or something like that. And she's like, oh, hey, Mom.
It was real bad.
Scraped her knee a little bit, but she's good. It's time for What the Hallmark Spot Show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe hasn't declared we have. Brian, what are you still wondering about, buddy? What questions do you got?
I'm wondering about that convertible that Tara drove from New York to Montana, that bright, I think it was a bright red convertible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I assume that was a rental, and because she said she traded it in.
Remember, she is a unionized public school teacher.
Got it.
Brian, she probably bought it.
But she, cash. Oh, yeah, cash. So she traded it in. If she drove it out there as a rental, I assume it was a two-way. You're going to drive it back. So it turned it into a one-way.
Yeah, that's going to cost you.
So I was just like really confused by that situation.
Can you imagine like Enterprise being like thinking they're going to get their Manhattan rental back and they're like, you want to drop it off in an Enterprise in Montana? Yeah.
Got to get Higbones on the line to see how that works.
That's exactly right. I got a couple. One, I do want to know why they canceled day camp for a day. Is the labor shortage, is it affecting Montana as
just
well?
Just one day.
Just one day? Like, what happened that they had to cancel the day camp? She's petting a horse at one point, a horse rig, and and she says, I have a soft
Panda
spot.
Panda was worried, though.
Yeah. I have a soft spot for gingers. And then they just keep going. And you can't say that and not expect me to wonder what you mean with that. Has she dated a lot of gingers? What's going on there? You can't just slide that in there and not expect your old friend Brian to bring it up in the What the Hallmark segment. So here I am, soft spot for gingers. So I'm live. Dan?
Yeah, I had two, and you guys kind of took them. The daycare was one, and the...
Stay camp.
Camp was one.
It's different.
The school board situation was another. How the school board's just out there just like wheeling and dealing, getting jobs. Those are my only two that I have.
I'll give you two first-round picks if Tara can stay in Montana. Right. We'll send two over to New York.
We'll send two Montana picks.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, they can drive the convertible back.
That's right. Exactly right. It makes it easy.
That's exactly right. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. One mystery down. And by mystery, I mean movie. Mm-hmm. We'll do another one next week with The Journey...
Ahead.
Journey Ahead with Holly Robinson Peach.
That's
looking
right.
forward to that. Brian, you'll be there for that one?
Sure will.
Wouldn't miss that. All righty. Until next week. Maybe the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Wrong.
Deck the Hallmark is the That Sounds Fun podcast. It's produced by Tracy Noah's name. It's recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.